Fantastic. Good morning. We've all been treated to a small musical introduction by Keith Taylor and Billy Bargatze, both faculty members of the University of Alabama Music Department here in Huntsville, located right across the campus from our WLRH studios. Thanks, Keith and Billy, and welcome.
Thank you.
Pleasure to be here.
Well, we have you here on this Tuesday edition of Morning Blend, and we're talking about your upcoming event, a holiday gift to the community. It's called UAH Holiday Jazz. And tell us who's going to be performing with you. We'll get into all the details of it soon, but who's going to be on this show with you?
We'll have the faculty jazz combo and then featuring Karen Young in addition to the combo. So the combo members, in addition to Billy and I, are Tom Branch on drums, Jim Cavender on bass, and Josh Kautz.
Oh, yeah, Josh Kautz.
Josh Kautz on guitar, so that's the rhythm section.
And Josh is a new member of the faculty. We're glad to have him on board.
Oh, he's a guitar player, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Jazz guitar. Okay.
And Ken Waters on trumpet, Steve Motes on sax, tenor sax.
Okay, so a pretty big group
going on down there.
Yeah, so this is coming up Sunday, December 4th at 6 p.m. at Stovehouse. And I understand that you're going to be in the big performance venue there called The Royal. And it's a great venue, no bad seats, plenty of room for folks to stand at tables or sit in seats. And I see where the hall opens at 5 p.m. with a cash bar. And, of course, there are several great food venues there at Stovehouse for people to get food and bring
in.
Yeah, get you some good dinner, get you something to drink, socialize a little, and then the show starts right at 6 p.m. Have you guys ever played in this particular venue before?
I have not.
No.
I'm looking forward to it.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been at Stovehouse, but never in the Royal.
Okay. I think this is the top showroom. So you guys are playing the big hall there, and that's coming up Sunday, December 4th at 6 p.m. And I've been told, I have on my sheet here, that seating is limited. People can go online to get their tickets and find out all the information. They just go to uah.edu/holidayjazz to find out about tickets and make your plans to attend. Well, let's get to some more music. You treated us to I'll Be Home for Christmas. What else would you like to play for us today? We've got you here. We're going to enjoy every minute of it. What would you like to play?
We have a version of Let It Snow to share with you next.
Okay, so here we are, Keith Taylor on keyboards, Billy Bargatze on trombone from UAH Holiday Jazz. Thank you. That was fantastic. I feel like I'm in heaven sitting here being treated to my own private concert. But of course, I'm sharing it with all of you out there, our listeners.
Well, thanks, Dory.
For Morning Blend. That was just phenomenal. Keith Taylor on keyboards, Billy Bargatze on trombone. They're both members of the UAH Faculty Jazz Combo. They'll be a part of Holiday Jazz that's coming up Sunday, December 4th at 6 p.m. at Stovehouse in the Royal Ballroom, I guess. I'm not sure what they call that, just the Royal. So it says it all right there. Well, you guys, I was just thinking while you were playing, you know, whenever you see musicians on TV, it looks like people just say, hey, let's play this song in B flat. Everybody ready? Go. And they play and it sounds great. And I think that's really not how things work, except with you guys. You walked in and I said, hey, give me about a minute introduction, musical introduction. You did that. I'm like, just play some other songs and you can just do whatever I throw out there for you to do. Kind of an unspoken language between yourselves. I guess you shared the playlist with each other, but that's all it takes for you to take off and go. So you're both members of this UAH Jazz Combo, which is a group that's been together for a number of years. How long have you guys been playing together?
Well, I personally joined the faculty 10 years ago, and they were there before I was.
Closer to 20 years.
20 years.
You know, when Don Bowyer sort of organized it to start with and played with the group, and then when he moved on, Billy took his place.
Mm-hmm. So, from one trombone player to another?
Yes, right, exactly.
You always need a good trombone player.
So, I agree.
Yeah. Well, so what are the benefits of having been in a group together for this long? I mean, there've got to be some benefits, probably some stresses and strains, but what are the benefits?
Well, for me, I mean, even though I only joined the faculty 10 years ago, I've been playing with Steve Motes since the early 90s. Have known Ken since I was in high school. He graduated a little before me, but I studied with his brother Harry and knew Ken and all of that. And so, and I met Keith, one of my old teachers, Tom Winstead. Whitfield's another guy. Mm-hmm. Tom Winstead introduced me to Keith's playing a long time ago.
Yeah, I remember that, Billy.
And so, you know, I've been playing on and off with all of the, and Jim Cavender, same thing, also went to Grissom High School and, before I was there, but we all, you know, you hear about the legendary players from the past and all.
Yes,
so
yes.
It's kind of a nice thing because there's an understanding of each other's playing that means that you don't have to discuss a lot of things you would normally have to figure out, like do you want to play this harmony or how do you want to play the style of this or any of that. You just kind of understand each other's playing well enough that it's not a real problem to put things together quickly.
Well, it always astounds me. I see that, Billy, you have your trusty iPad here on your stand. You're probably looking at some chord changes and at least the name of the tune that you're playing. But it astounds me the amount of material that must be in your heads, Keith. I mean, it's just there for you to draw upon to make these great improvisations that you do in the middle of these standards. Are you overwhelmed with it as I am? I just can't even imagine. Or is it just another day in the life of a jazz musician?
Yeah, I think it is. You know, you develop some formulas to play your licks over certain chord progressions and that sort of thing. So it's and I personally like to have the changes in front of me. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of players like John Miller, who will be playing also. We forgot to mention him a minute ago.
Yeah, another great jazz pianist. He's going to be on this show as well.
He will. Yeah. And he'll bump me off the stool and come up and show me how it's done. But he's particularly good at just, you know, playing any song in any key.
At any time.
That's correct.
It's just amazing. Just amazing. So, well, I was asking you before we went on the air, what's your best gig? I was surprised at your answer to this. What's your best gig that you guys have played together?
It's kind of hard to pick because there have been so many. In, you know, most of the time for me anyway, when the jazz faculty plays, it just, it goes like the jazz faculty, you know.
Yeah.
Like I said, because we all know each other so well, it just kind of flows. And
well, you may not remember what you said when I asked you that before we came on the air. You said the next one coming up.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Our best gig is the next one coming up.
Absolutely.
And so I think that indicates you guys are still having fun doing this.
Absolutely.
Still enjoy what you're doing. Yeah, yeah. Well, and I tried to get you to name a worst gig, and you said you've blocked those out. So
yeah,
I guess
they
kind of
get shut out of memory because it doesn't help, right? Other than as a warning for, you know, what can possibly happen.
Learned all those lessons. Yeah, don't take those jobs anymore. Well, you guys have played together all over creation, but you're going to be playing Sunday night, December 4th. It's UAH Music Department's holiday gift to the community, seasonal gift. Y'all do this every year, present a great musical gift. I guess there were a couple of years of hiatus during the pandemic, but you're back with this gift to the community. It's called Holiday Jazz, featuring the UAH Jazz Combo at the Royal at Stovehouse on December 4th, 6 p.m., and you can get your tickets online by going to uah.edu/holidayjazz. Would y'all like to play another tune for us?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what's it going to be? Rob, is this a standard? Will we recognize it?
You will recognize it.
Okay, here we go.
Another intro.
Bravo, Keith Taylor on keyboards, Billy Bargetzi on trombone. And if you love this music, as I sure am enjoying it now, you shall certainly want to go see Holiday Jazz coming up on Sunday, December 4th at 6 p.m. at Stovehouse in the Royal. So you can get your tickets online, uah.edu/holidayjazz. You won't want to miss this. And guys, I wanted to talk to you a little bit, kind of drill down a little farther and talk about you individually. Keith, where did you get your start in music? How long have you been playing?
I started piano lessons as a child, like many people do. I was seven years old.
Mm-hmm. Did you grow up in this area?
I did.
You're both homegrown mm-hmm. musical talent. That's We're right. so proud. Okay.
Yeah. And I got my start in jazz really with Tom Winstead, who Billy just mentioned a minute ago. Uh-huh. He was really a mentor to me, gave me free jazz piano lessons when I was a youngster.
Well, we owe a debt of gratitude for him for setting you guys on your path.
We do.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. Well, what about you, Billy? When did you start playing the trombone?
Playing the trombone was 1980. I started in middle school, mm-hmm. as a lot of people do, sixth grade. Robert Shuck was my band director.
Whitesburg Middle School.
And I actually kind of wanted to play French horn. And tested really well on the beforehand test and everything, and he looked at my embouchure and he says, "No, you should play flute, oboe, or trombone." And he kind of nodded his head aggressively as
like,
he said trombone.
That's
and so
the
I
correct
said,
answer.
That sounds like fun. So I did that, and it really stuck. And then I found out in seventh grade that you could be a professional trombonist. It was a thing. And so I said, well, I'm doing that.
You knew right then this is what you were going to do.
A lot of people have a lot of indecision going into college, what they want to major in or what they want to do with that. I didn't have any hesitation
on your part.
Not at all.
This has been your chosen career. And we sure are glad that you've chosen to spend it, both of you, here in Huntsville, just providing such great music to the community and to the students. And I wanted to mention that both of you are on the faculty at UAH, and you teach privately. You're so passionate about teaching. Tell us what you teach and who you're teaching. Keith, why don't you start? What do you teach at UAH?
At UAH, I teach a number of classes really that are offered like every other year. Mm-hmm. And those would be jazz improvisation 1 and 2, uh-huh. jazz theory, jazz arranging, so that's focused on arranging for the big band.
Yeah, yeah.
And also a history class, a jazz history class. And then I have individual piano lessons. Mm-hmm. And Ken Waters and I share the leadership of the student jazz ensemble.
Okay.
And we gave our fall concert just last week.
Okay.
Went pretty well.
Have a pretty good group this year?
We did.
Yeah. I really enjoyed the concert.
Yeah.
The concert went maybe a little long, so I'm...
hey, that's a good problem to have. Lots of great music.
That's a good problem
music,
to have,
yeah.
But I didn't have the courage to tell him face-to-face, so I'm going to do it over the radio. Jim leads the combo. Uh-huh. You need to find another time to do your concert next year.
Oh, so you had like the big jazz ensemble and some jazz combos all on one concert.
That's
yeah.
correct.
Yeah. Okay. Well, like I say, I don't think there's such a thing as too much good music. So it might not have been a problem for anybody else. Well, what about you, Billy? What do you focus on over there?
Over at UAH, I teach mainly just trombone and euphonium, but I also took over the old brass quintet that someone we both know used to coach.
Yeah.
You. Thank you for having all that music nice and organized.
Oh, okay.
Even though we didn't get to touch it yet because we couldn't quite put together a quintet, so we had a brass trio.
Okay.
Last semester of trumpet, trombone, and tuba, which is, let me tell you, difficult to find music for.
Not too much of it out there.
We managed to find some and did it. And looking forward to next semester when it looks like we'll either have a quartet or a quintet. So.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
Fabulous. And then you have your private students.
I have my private students. I teach over at A.B. Stevens Music. I've got about 30 a week.
Oh, my gosh. Both of you, the amount of time you spend practicing, teaching, performing, I can't imagine that you have many spare minutes in your life.
No, not really.
But I get the feeling, and I know you both well, that you wouldn't have it any other way, right?
Right.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, Keith Taylor, Billy Borghese, both of the UAH Music Department, here playing and talking about UAH Holiday Jazz. It's coming up Sunday, December 4th at 6 p.m. The doors open at 5. You can go get your beverage, maybe bring in some food from some of the great Stovehouse venues. You can get your tickets, uah.edu/holidayjazz. And besides these two fabulous musicians, there's a whole raft of others that you named that'll be there on stage. And I think, did you mention you have a vocalist?
Yes, Karen Young will be singing.
Oh, my gosh.
She'll do several tunes, and I've arranged, you know, some three horn arrangements to on some of the tunes she'll be singing. And
fabulous vocalist.
You know, if she was here today, she would say, Keith Taylor is the coolest man in music. She always
I'm sure
that.
She would. I think I've heard her say it myself. So you're not just making that up. And she is right. Although I would add that maybe there are two coolest guys in music, and you're sitting right here today.
Oh, I agree.
And I want to thank you so much for coming by and playing live on the air for us.
Absolutely.
This has been a great gift to us and to the WLRH listeners. I hope we'll be able to get you to come back and do it again sometime.
Sure. A lot of fun. Enjoyed it.
And I will let y'all pack up. But as you pack up, we're not going to go away from your music just yet. I'm going to play a track from this CD that you brought in of holiday music. It's made by the UAH Jazz Combo, right?
Faculty it's a,
combo?
It's a smaller version. Jim Cavender and Tom Branch and I will be the only performers on this cut that you're about to play.
Okay. I think everybody will recognize this one, too. Thank you so much, guys. And here's some more great music.